The state picked up a quick $1 billion toward the deficit last year with its new pension law, and there would be another billion every year it continued. Some of that money comes from Cheryl Vincent's paycheck every month. She's a teacher at Enclote High School in Pasco County.
That 3%, I drive 25 miles each day to school one way, 50 miles a day. That's gas money every month.
Up until July 1st, when the deductions began, Cheryl had paid nothing into the state retirement system. Nobody had, not since 1974. That's when the legislature declared it had an actual contract with public employees that required cost-free retirement with cost-of-living adjustments for all. To lawyer Ron Meyer, representing teachers and other public employees in a lawsuit against the new state law, it was a simple contract case, which he won.
The court today said that a promise is a promise, a contract is a contract, and even the governor and the legislature have to live up to the covenants which they enter into.
Tallahassee Circuit Judge Jackie Fulford ordered the paycheck deductions to stop and the collected money returned with interest. Legislative leaders say that could lead to layoffs and budget cuts elsewhere. But President Andy Ford and the Teachers Union, the Florida Education Association, says it need not.
They have decided in this state over and over again to provide tax relief to big corporations, the people who put contributions into their campaigns, and it needs to stop. They need to fund the services of the state of Florida.
What changes immediately? Meyer, the plaintiff's lawyer, said he's expecting the paycheck deductions to stop right away. But they may continue while the state appeals. House Speaker Dean Cannon is confident the ruling will be undone in the District Court of Appeal, the DCA.
I expect the first DCA to probably, tends to be more familiar with these type of governmental powers issues, to render a better opinion.
And what will not change? People hired after July 1st, 2011, the day the law took effect, will continue to pay 3% of their salaries toward their pensions, no matter how the case turns out. The judge said the state had no contract with them. Rick Stone, Tallahassee.